How you incorporate innovation into your product roadmaps and its importance to remain relevant and competitive today?
It's very important, you need to keep innovating. I'll give you two examples for that. One, every founder need to keep in mind there is an expiry date for every product in the world. It's not only for perishable items. Even for a software product, if you don't look after it well, it got an expiry date. So the only way you can prolong the expiry date or you never expire is basically only by innovating continuously and keeping up to date with what's happening out there. So the AI, Gen AI is a good example. Like, we all had our plans and roadmap, and all of a sudden things changed. And whoever adopted quickly to those change and then innovation is what's surviving, and also opportunity to grow as well. We have a growth team inside, and I personally, you know, spend a lot of my time more outward facing, not inward facing. I give all the inward facing work to my team, and then my job is to look out for what's happening in the outside world. Okay, what is happening in, say, for example, there is a Google event, and there's a Microsoft event, and then there is a whole OpenAI, GenAI event happening. So my job is to, you know, keep the eyes outside and what's happening, and then adopt to, you know, okay, these are the things we can keep feeding back into the team. If you look at my typical day, it just throwing ideas and strategies to different teams is my my day job basically. I give something to the engineering team and say these are the features we want to bring in the team. And I throw something to the marketing team saying, hey, this is an innovation. They can see this is companies doing this from a marketing angle. Let's go and adopt it. And even, you know, customer support, you know, I was telling, okay, hey, we need to switch from human-driven to more AI-driven switch. It's AI first and then human second is what the future is going to be. And we start adopting because, you know, I throw a lot of ideas and the team is there to, you know, filter out what's good, what's bad, and then take it and then go implement it.
How do you ensure that the new products that you launch stay aligned with the company's overall vision, as well as, you know, keeping those teams and product teams aligned as you scale? Finally, talk about multiple product synergies, right? How does this affect the ability to sell these products?
To some extent, you know, the products are independent, you know, like they have their own objective. You know, you can think of it like, you know, like we're running three different companies under the Kowai brand. So what we control is, okay, the product's got its own independence in terms of, you know, like, because everything is different. For example, BizTalk 360 is catered for large enterprise market. And Document 360 is a kind of a volume game. And we have like all sort of companies using Document 360 for their knowledge base and the API documentation, etc. It could be somebody from construction industry to all the way to, you know, like Fortune 100 companies, you know, Yahoo and Netflix and those kind of companies. So it's a mix. So they have their own independence. But in terms of culture, you know, internally we maintain the employee and the team and the way we develop products and all those things are all matured, and there we have consistency across multiple products in that context. In the early days, we used to think, you know, there's a company we should have like mission statement, but we do have that. But, you know, like it's very difficult when you're a multi-product company because every product might have its own vision and mission. And you need to give that level of independence for each one of them to operate on their own. Yeah. Okay, I think typically, you know, like when you look at some of the companies like HubSpot, they have multiple products. But they typically go, you know, like building adjacent products. They can sell it to the same buyer persona. So they would have started from marketing, and then now they got CRM, and then now they got support, and then they got success, and they'll try to sell it to the similar kind of a persona. In our case, it's, you know, it's completely different, you know, like it's a plus and minus. For example, the BizTalk 360 and the Turbo 360 are somewhat connected. They are on the Microsoft ecosystem. BizTalk 360 is a tip from traditional on-premise Microsoft product and moving to the Microsoft Azure cloud. We work on the, you know, like Azure cost optimization is one of the value prop of Turbo 360. So people who are moving from on-prem to the cloud, they typically, the BizTalk 360 customer will get into Turbo 360. But Document 360 is a completely different product. It's not even connected. So, you know, back in 2017, like I was looking for a self-service knowledge-based product in the market for to write documentation for Bizstack 360 and Turbo 360. And that is when I identified there's a huge gap in the market. Even though it looks like a common problem, somebody would have solved it, but it looks like nobody really addressed that problem very well. And even though I know we are going to build something completely different, which we cannot sell it to our existing customer base, but the opportunity looked so big to ignore. And that is when we went after Document 360. And today, that bet is the right bet, because today half of the company and half of the revenue is coming from Document 360, but we are not actually selling to the same personas. So they're, in fact, the strategy itself is different. Those Bizstack 360 and Turbo 360 are more sales-led products, heavy enterprise sale, a long sales cycle. It takes anywhere from 4 to 6 months to close a customer. But on the other hand, Document 360 is a more marketing-driven product and a more a PLG. I won't call it complete PLG, but to a large extent, the product does the talking and people are self-aware. And then it's more like we have inside sales team to assist them to close rather than hard selling it. So they're completely different, you know. And there's an example, you know, like every company is different, you know, like, so we are completely different in the way how we operate here. Yeah.